Welcome to Furniture Industry News, your go-to source for the most recent developments, innovative solutions, and actionable insights in the world of furniture retailing and manufacturing. Whether you're running a family-owned shop or are at the helm of a major furniture enterprise, you'll find the knowledge shared here indispensable in keeping your business thriving. So, if staying informed is pivotal to you and your business, you're in the right place. Let's dive into what's new and noteworthy in the furniture industry today. In Wilmington, North Carolina, Custom Home Furniture Galleries is celebrating nearly 30 years of providing quality furniture and decor to its clientele. The company is taking a major leap towards enhancing its operational capabilities with the inauguration of a new 50,000 square foot distribution center. This strategic move, spearheaded by brothers Kevin and John Gray, aims to consolidate the logistics operations that were once scattered across three different sites. Previously, Custom Home operated from multiple warehouses, totaling 59,000 square feet of distribution space, a 19,000 square foot warehouse, a 15,000 square foot space, and an additional rented 25,000 square foot facility. This fragmentation, albeit necessary to manage the unexpectedly high volume of business from their Custom Home outlet, posed inefficiencies. For instance, it was not uncommon to have two delivery trucks in the same neighborhood, a clear sign that it was time to rethink their approach. The realization of this central distribution center marks a pivotal transition. With the capability to organize products up to 30 feet high across 27 rows of racks, Custom Home is poised to elevate its storage efficiency despite the facility being slightly smaller in square footage than the sum of their previous warehouses. This vertical storage solution ensures that a variety of items, including showroom samples, discontinued pieces, and direct container products, are readily accessible. Kevin Gray emphasizes the importance of the outlet's robust stock to cater to the market demand. On the other hand, John Gray looks beyond mere square footage. He believes that centralizing distribution will not only streamline their service, but also enhance instant gratification for their customers, ensuring that their four locations can inventory more products for immediate availability. It's essential to note that this change is not indicative of expansion, but rather an internal restructuring to enhance what they are currently doing. The Grays are committed to improving their business right at home, focusing on maximizing the potential of each location. Streamlining their operations, ensuring product availability, and ultimately enhancing customer satisfaction remain at the forefront of their evolution as they enter the next era of retail. Joining efficient back-end services with front-end customer experience, Custom Home Furniture Galleries is setting the stage for a new chapter in their storied retail history. The recent High Point Market has been nothing short of a catalyst for change within the furniture industry. Retailers and manufacturers converged to share their perspectives on the evolving space, where the writing on the wall is clear: adapt or be left behind. A surge in orders breathed new life into the once tentative atmosphere. High Point has demonstrated a remarkable transformation, pivoting from the logistical challenges of a biannual market makeover to a streamlined operation geared toward enhancing both the buyer and designer experience. Gone are the days of inflexibility and lackluster reception from management, which plagued the 90s to mid-2000s era. Today's High Point answers with a resounding, "How can we improve?" This proactive stance on growth and client satisfaction sends a strong message: stagnation breeds obsolescence. The market's vibrancy resonates through its halls, manifesting in product introductions that reflect a keen understanding of consumer needs. For retailers or designers who remained absent, now is a time of reflection and potentially a strategic pivot. The market's offerings have transcended the status quo, rendering passive strategies obsolete. The call for active engagement is undeniable. With every square inch of discovery in Innerhall, it's evident that High Point holds the pulse of innovation and trend setting within the industry. Manufacturers, too, are waking up to the realization that marketing their products cannot wait for perfect conditions. Success stories like Sarade serve as testimonials to the power of assertive branding, regardless of market conditions. It's a call to arms of sorts. The economy, the market conditions, they're not scapegoats. They are the arenas where the most diligent and creative thrive. In conclusion, High Point has both mirrored and demanded the industry's push towards greater efficiency and marketing acumen. It's a writing market, and that's good news. It signals a robust, healthy industry that's eager to move inventory and adapt to consumer demands. It's an exciting era where agility and strategic marketing converge to create a marketplace that is not only sustainable, but also ripe with opportunity for those willing to jump into the fray. In today's episode, we delve into the powerful momentum being witnessed at the High Point market. As the heartbeat of the furniture industry shows vigorous signs of life and growing optimism. The High Point Market Authority, a beacon of the industry's commercial progress, has released figures that are more than just numbers. They signal a resounding bounce back to the vitality we've dearly missed since the onset of the COVID pandemic. Registration trends for this spring's event paint a picture of robust recovery and robust engagement from industry professionals. Tammy Nagem, CEO of High Point Market Authority, stated that the April market was the strongest spring showing this decade, with early numbers indicating we're nearly on par with the pre-pandemic attendance. A mere 2% drop from the fall and a 1% increase from last year's spring market highlight a consistent return to form, a testament to the enduring resilience and adaptability of our industry. Moreover, the surge is not just in quantity. The quality of engagement is deepening, with a familiar pattern of spring and fall markets reemerging, affirming the cyclical stability we've known and planned for. Amidst the backdrop of registration figures, the 13.8% uptick in new buyer registrations compared to the previous fall is particularly notable, indicating an influx of fresh blood and new perspectives ready to invigorate our market. The presence of international buyers, comparable with the fall and 4% higher than the previous spring, showcases our global reach and the attraction of the market beyond our borders, spanning from Canada to the Middle East. Larger retailers, too, are coming back in force, with registrations from the top 100 showing a year-over-year increase of 2%. This points not only to a returning confidence, but also indicates that the strategic touchpoints applied by the market authority are hitting the mark for these significant players. In a world that's digitizing rapidly, High Point Market Authority's strategic approach to enhancing the new buyer experience, with resources like insiders tours and pre-market webinars, underscores the profound commitment to seamless integration and customer care within our own sector. All of this culminates in a powerful affirmation. The furniture market is indeed springing back to life, firing on all cylinders, and marching toward a future that shines with promise. Let's not only be onlookers, but active participants in harnessing this momentum for a thriving industry landscape. In today's digital-first world, the retail landscape has evolved into an arena where most consumers begin their shopping experience online. This shift poses a challenge for independent retailers who must now establish a strong digital presence to stay competitive. Recognizing this challenge, Nationwide Marketing Group has unveiled NMG OneShop, a digital solution specifically tailored to the needs of the independent channel. Launched at the recent Primetime Conference in Las Vegas, this platform is not just a solution, it's a transformative force in digital retailing for independent businesses. NMG OneShop represents an integration of the most effective elements drawn from NMG's previous website development solutions, retailer web services, and site on time. This new, all-encompassing digital hub provides a user-friendly interface, along with 5 core features designed to streamline the online retail experience. These include website solutions, marketing automation, digital advertising, reputation management, and sales enablement. The importance of such an ensemble cannot be overstated. With NMG OneShop, we do all the heavy lifting for our retailers, explains Jennifer Danko, NMG's Chief Technology Officer. The platform manages the complete digital journey, from crafting bespoke websites to spearheading localized Google ad campaigns, allowing members to concentrate on their core business activities. The efficacy of NMG OneShop is illustrated in its pilot results. Retailers who participated in the early stages of this program have experienced remarkable improvements: a 21% surge in organic website traffic, a significant increase in engaged sessions, and notable growth in page views. Moreover, these sites have facilitated over 1,200 online orders, translating into more than $1.3 million in e-commerce sales. Aaron Bunshu, NMG's chief digital officer, points out, "Digital is the battleground for winning customers today." He emphasizes how overwhelming digital strategy can be for those not specialized in the field, and goes on to highlight the significant investments made by NMG to bring top-tier digital capabilities to their members. NMG OneShop enables independent retailers not only to compete in a digital-first retail arena, but to excel by leveraging a robust digital strategy without being digital experts themselves. This new consolidated platform is more than just a tool. It's a promise to NMG's members that they can meet the evolving demands of today's consumer and secure their place in the future of retail. Now, let's shift our focus to a significant retailer that has dominated the online furniture market for years. Wayfair, a company that has primarily operated as an e-commerce giant, is about to embark on a brick-and-mortar venture that's attracting considerable attention within the industry. I'm talking about Wayfair's inaugural move into a substantial physical retail presence, which represents a pivotal point in its retail approach. The doors to Wayfair's expansive 150,000 square foot store are set to open on May 23rd at Eden's Plaza in Wilmette, Illinois. This superstore is poised to be a one-stop destination for home merchandise, including furniture, decor, housewares, and home improvement products. For a company known for its vast online selections, this move into such a grand physical space underscores a strategic pivot. It aims to provide a tactile shopping experience that until now could only be imagined through a computer or smartphone screen. Interestingly, this isn't Wayfair's first foray into the physical world. The company has been experimenting with smaller format stores for its niche retail brands like Birch Lane, All Modern, and Joss & Main. These smaller stores have served as a sort of testing ground, a significantly lower cost and lower risk method for Wayfair to dip its toes into omnichannel retailing. The strategy, as described by CFO and CAO Kate Gulliver, is expected to lead to stores that contribute positively to the company's EBITDA and meet their payback metrics on their own standing. The introduction of Wayfair's superstore marks a departure from this small-scale strategy. It suggests confidence in the synergy between online and offline consumer behaviors, particularly as e-commerce brands aim to capture more market share and deepen customer relationships through physical experiences. The broader question industry observers are asking is what this means for the furniture retail landscape at large. With Wayfair crossing into the physical territory, it indicates a strengthening trend where the lines between online and brick-and-mortar retail blur. It's a move that acknowledges the value consumers place on being able to touch, feel, and directly engage with products, coupled with the convenience they've come to expect from online shopping. This strategy might also be a playbook that other online retailers could follow, proving that even in a digital age, the physical aspect of retailing is not only relevant, but can be a powerful tool for building brand presence and customer loyalty. As we keep an eye on this development, it's clear that Wayfair is reimagining what the retail experience looks like in the furniture industry. It's a significant indicator of the evolving paths retailers may take to stay competitive and meet customers where they are, both online and in the physical world. In what is surely a bittersweet moment in the chronicles of furniture industry's retail landscape, Union Furniture, a revered institution in the heart of Macon, Georgia, has made the somber announcement of its impending closure. This isn't just a farewell. It's the end of a storied 112-year history within the same family's careful stewardship. Union Furniture first opened its doors in 1912, a testament to the ambitions and dreams of its founder, Simon Becker, and later continued by his progeny, Buddy and David Becker. The torch was passed on to Simon Becker's grandson, and the current owner, aptly named Simon Becker, who has helmed the store for four decades, dedicating a lifetime to serving the community with quality furniture. Delving into the echoes of the past, Simon Becker reminisced on the numerous years spent within the family business, reflecting on the generations of Beckers who preceded him and the lack of a successor to carry on the legacy. Such is the nature of time. Its inexorable march spares none, least of all family-run businesses navigating the complex currents of a rapidly changing retail industry. As Union Furniture prepares for its closing sale set to commence on April 24th, there's an air of finality that resonates not just within the store's walls, but through the very fabric of Macon's local commerce. The business, a familiar landmark through the peaks and valleys of passing eras, will continue its operations until the last piece of inventory is sold. While the closure signifies the end of an era, it also throws into sharp relief the challenges and critical decision points facing long-standing family-owned businesses today. How do they adapt to the transitions of modern retail, a landscape increasingly dominated by digital storefronts, shifting consumer behavior, and the daunting pressure of large-scale competitors? There's a profundity to this moment, a pause for reflection on the resilience and dedication it takes for a business to be a centenarian, not to mention the emotional weight it carries for a community to bid farewell to a piece of its historical tapestry. As Union Furniture's doors slowly close, it remains a testament to the enduring spirit of family-run enterprises and marks a moment of respect for the impact it leaves behind. The pandemic years induced a unique conundrum in the world of furniture manufacturing, a substantial inventory buildup that has, admittedly, outstayed its welcome. Manufacturers have been navigating through these stockpiles, and according to case goods supplier Heckman, the light at the end of the tunnel is just around the corner, but it's not without its share of challenges. Retailers have been diligently working to move the amassed inventory, and it seems their efforts are set to fully pay off by the end of the year. Neil McKenzie, the director of product development at Heckman, honed in on the current situation. Retailers are still moving through old inventory. I think it's about 2 quarters away still from resolving. This lingering issue is compounded by current economic headwinds, such as high interest rates and a slower pace of housing starts. To navigate these challenges, Heckman is taking an innovative approach by placing a strategic focus on smaller, individual items at recent high point markets. Gone are the days where expansive collections were the only avenue for showcasing new pieces. Today, Heckman illustrates a strong preference for individual, standalone pieces, with a notable accent on modern aesthetics and materials that mix and match, breathe freshness, and offer more flair. The emphasis on bespoke and customizable options is potent. During the latest market, Heckman unveiled their customized modular cabinets under the Howard Miller brand. These units are a testament to versatility, as they possess the ability to adapt to various home spaces and even be transported when moving house. With this level of adaptability, Heckman ushers in a fresh approach to personalizing living spaces. But it's not just the adaptability of items that's making waves. Heckman is also capitalizing on storage solutions. They have introduced wooden-shelved curio display cabinets that promise more than just aesthetic appeal. These cabinets offer strength and stability. A remarkable highlight is their newly launched rendering tool, which allows customers to design their cabinets online, setting apart the brick-and-mortar shopping experience. Jim O'Keefe, Vice President of Sales at Heckman, points out the advantage of the brand's custom modular cabinets. "Our cabinets offer interchangeability, which is a valuable feature rarely found elsewhere. Furthermore, these cabinets underscore convenience as they are manufactured in Michigan and boast a 3-week shipping window post-order." In an era where product personalization is highly prized, Heckman isn't just resolving inventory issues, but also ushering in a new era of furniture that speaks volumes of innovation and customer-centric design. Their quick-ship program for upholstered chairs, which guarantees a 21-day production time, is another feather in the cap for a company striving to meet customer needs swiftly and efficiently. As we explore broader implications of Heckman's strategy, it becomes clear that overcoming inventory challenges isn't just about clearing up space. It's a catalyst for revolutionizing product offerings and enhancing the customer's experience. These endeavors not only aim to resolve the inventory backlog, but to reposition the brand in a fiercely competitive industry. IKEA has long been synonymous with affordable modern furniture. But in recent years, the retail giant has been strengthening another facet of its identity: environmental stewardship. On the journey to become more eco-conscious, IKEA US has been making strides in sustainable forestry, initiating solar energy projects, and encouraging product recycling through their buyback program. Their latest effort in pioneering green innovation is through the expansion of electric vehicle charging stations at store locations. Stephen Moelk, project implementation manager with a focus on zero-emission delivery, revealed that currently, there are 322 EV charging stations situated across 54 IKEA properties. This initiative is a strategic move towards their electrification goals, which are ambitious yet straightforward, to cut down greenhouse gas emissions from customer and coworker travel, as well as home deliveries by 40% per person by 2030. But it doesn't stop there. IKEA's roadmap includes installing a total of 500 public fast chargers, alongside more than 300 fleet chargers, all within the upcoming years. Having EV charging stations at our stores is just one of the ways IKEA US hopes to reach our goals of reducing greenhouse gas emissions by at least half across the IKEA value chain and striving towards 100% renewable energy by 2030, Molk explains. This move aligns not only with IKEA's inherent corporate goals, but also with the national impetus to decarbonize the transportation sector. The addition of these chargers comes at an opportune time, with the White House investing in sustainable transportation and a survey stating that one-third of Americans are considering an electric vehicle purchase in the near future. Additionally, some of IKEA's other significant environmentally focused actions include the buyback and resell service, offering plant-based food options in their cafeterias, operating zero-emission last-mile deliveries in multiple markets, and hosting the One Home, One Planet event to inspire actionable climate change solutions. The EV station initiative is merely a part of a broader pursuit, as Molk asserts. We're committed to making healthy and sustainable living a desirable choice that is affordable and accessible for as many people as possible. Our planet is our home, and now more than ever, we all need to do our part to tackle climate change. With such a comprehensive approach, IKEA is carving out its role as a leader in the retail sector, not just in terms of profit and growth, but importantly, in its commitment to a sustainable future. The company's moves are a testament to the fact that large corporations have the power and responsibility to spearhead positive environmental change. Thank you for tuning into Furniture Industry News. We hope this episode has provided you with valuable insights to stay informed and competitive in the industry. Join us next time for more news and updates. Whether you're innovating in the digital space, pondering the impacts of market trends, or exploring sustainable business practices, remember that staying informed is key to success. This is your go-to source for the information you need. Until our next update, take care and let's continue shaping the future of furniture retail together.